com.
When you're smiling, when you're smiling, the whole world smiles with you. When you're laughing, when you're laughing, the sun comes shining through. But when you're crying, you bring on the rain. So stop that crying, be happy again, keep on smiling. 'Cause when you're smiling,
it is so fun to be back in morning radio on AM 1100 The Flag, which of course broadcasts from a beautiful farm field at Sabin, Minnesota. Covers all of western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota, as well as AM 1090 The Flag, KTGO, which has a different kind of harvest that it's known for internationally than the Red River Valley, which would probably be an ag-based product, although there's plenty of ag in northwest North Dakota. They're more so known for the oil fields. So we have the farm fields of eastern North Dakota and western Minnesota well connected with the oil fields of northwest North Dakota and eastern Montana and on up into Canada as well with our signal AM 1090. So it's an exciting time. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott Hennen. And together with Steve Bakken, we'll be hosting a program called What's on Your Mind every weekday morning on these two radio stations, AM 1090 The Flag, KTGO, Tioga, Stanley, Watford City, Newtown, Williston, entire northwest North Dakota region. Start naming towns, will be in trouble, Crosby, Powers Lake. And the same thing with our Red River Valley affiliate, and I cannot mention all the towns that this station gets to because it's, you know, all the way down to Worthington in the south, to Ward in the north, and St. Cloud to the east, and about Steele, North Dakota to the west, and, of course, all over the place, you know, points north and south, east and west within that particular time frame. And then What's on Your Mind, a new daily morning talk show to this radio station. We'll be joining forces at 9 a.m. each morning with 550 KFIRE, the voice of the Northern Plains, KCJB, 9:10 a.m. in Minot, as well as another Bakken station down the southern Bakken in Dickinson, 1460 KLTC. So those five radio stations in total make up the network for the all-new What's on Your Mind program. And we are flattered that we begin on day one as the most listened to talk show in all of North Dakota. Isn't that exciting? It really is. And that is thanks to a wonderful, loyal audience. And, of course, The Flag East and West, KTGO and WZFG, AM 1100, AM 1090, have been part of The Flag family for a number of years. And I just want to quickly say I hesitate to announce new programming changes without some form of an apology to a loyal audience that have been part of a lot of different changes. In the case of KTGO, you were used to a country station for a lot of years, and then slowly Dave Guttormson added in a little talk here and there, including our own program. And now, of course, we are the only talk radio in the Bakken. So you've had a few changes over the years, and, of course, the signal was on, and then it was off as the tower was moved, and we had to build an all-new big tower, which, of course, made things better, quite honestly, for northwest North Dakota, because there's not a corner of northwest North Dakota or a good chunk of eastern Montana up into Saskatchewan that cannot hear the KTGO signal. Same thing with our AM 1100 The Flag audience. I want to make sure that you folks know we understand you've been through a few changes, some of them under our control, some of them outside of our control. But one thing we hear again and again from listeners, something very simple. More than anything, while they want to turn on the radio and know that they're listening to a program that shares their values, if you will, and that's somewhat broad. Not everybody does, but, you know, there's enough programs to turn to where you disagree with the values espoused by the host. So that's one promise we have. We're going to make sure we stand up for faith, family, freedom, and the free enterprise. Those are the freedom, really, is the Mark Scogerbo and I have been talking about that for some time. Freedom is the one thing I think probably ebbs through everything. Certainly, faith and family is very much a part of who I am and our entire team. But if we put the headline freedom, freedom in healthcare, freedom in energy, freedom, ultimately, the way the founding fathers envisioned with unalienable rights to life, liberty, and happiness, then we're doing our job. So know that you turn on the radio, hearing folks that share your values, number one, and number two, is going to be local a lot more than it has been. And so those two things, I think, are what we hear again and again are most important to our audience. We are, for AM 1100 The Flag listeners and AM 1090 listeners, going to find a spot for Matt Gallagher. I don't know where yet, if it'll be weekends only, if we'll find some spot during the day that works. But Mike's a good friend. He's done a nice job in this morning slot. And other than being local, it's a fun program. But today, we take back the reins for a local program that'll give a voice to folks all across the upper Midwest. Now, you're going to have questions that I'm not going to answer today. And so here's what I'd love for you to do. Remember that our hotline is answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. Let us know what you think of this decision. To bring what's on your mind right here to the radio each and every weekday morning, all right? And we'll give you a little preview of what's to come up in today's program with Steve Bakken, and just a little bit every day we'll recap what's happened. We'll check in on some news headlines for the day. Of course, most of the news headlines today center around what happened in the North Dakota legislature over the weekend. We'll talk a little bit about that in just a little bit. Lots of ground to cover. But normally when you turn on this program, the 8 o'clock hour, you're going to hear yours truly. You're going to hear a preview of what's coming up between 9 and 11 on What's on Your Mind. We'll open up the headlines to the Northern Plains, open up the phone lines to talk about the headlines, rather, to the Northern Plains. But between 8 and 9, a chance for you really to just say, hey, okay, what happened? What do I need to know, news-wise? Do I wear a coat or not? You know, coat or no coat? Find out how the Twins did. Just sort of set the day ahead. We won't spend a lot of time on, the hot topic of the day. We're going to go through all the hot topics. We're going to make it plural. We're going to cover a lot of ground. And look forward to it each and every day with yours truly. I'm really excited to be back on morning radio. I mean, that's what's fun. I'm trying to remember now how many years I did that. My hairs get grayer when I start recollecting how many years I've done morning radio. But it really goes back to, I guess, the early 90s. KCNN and Grand Forks. And that morphed into Hot Talk. We took that to Fargo in 2001, 2008, started AM 1100 The Flag, and then the Common Sense Club was born. And all of that was morning radio. And up until, I guess, the summer of 2010, I did morning radio. And then we switched to the afternoon for a time, 2 until 5, and then the midday slot. But now we're back in the morning for a long, long haul and part of five radio stations led by the iconic KFIRE 550 is the flagship of the new What's on Your Mind conversation every morning. And that really is what it's about. And I'll talk a little later in the program about my talk radio philosophy and how that's evolved as well. But there's one thing that's not changed. If talk radio gives power to the people, if talk radio lets listeners talk, think about that. It's talk radio, and that could mean the host talks or the listeners talk. The hosts, the guests, the experts will learn infinitely more if they listen, if they allow the callers to talk, than anything that any hosts could accomplish. And Steve Bakken and I will talk a little bit about that, our vision for what we want this program to be. But I'll sum it up in a headline. You do the talking, we'll do the listening. And we've had a lot of folks in the early days. We actually started this early in April, just on 550 KFIRE. And one of the fun things, I have a list every day after the show of answers you're seeking, of questions you have and answers you want, of folks we need to get on. And every day that list keeps growing, and we just keep checking them off. So I'm very much looking forward to living. You talk, and we'll listen. And now, obviously, with 550 K-Fire and 910 KCJB, our two stations, AM 1100 The Flag, AM 1090 KTGO in the Bakken, along with KLTC 1460, this vast audience, day one, the most listened to talk show in the state of North Dakota, has a lot of power to give voice to the people. And Steve and I want to live that very responsibly and certainly look forward to that as we go forward. So this 8 o'clock hour, we'll sort of set the table every day. We'll tell you when we come back here after a short break what our plans are for today on what's on your mind. We'll get to some news headlines. Mark Skogerbo is going to check in and tell us if the Twins won or lost. The Wild one, by the way. So we can talk about that, too. All coming up on the program. Straight ahead. So don't touch that dial. Do you have a happy place? One of those places you can escape to? For Maria and I and the kids, that place is Chase on the Lake in Walker, Minnesota. It's a short drive from where we live in Fargo-Moorhead, but I'll tell you what, every mile or closer to Chase, you feel the weight of the world just come off your shoulders. And right now, if you stay at Chase on the Lake any Sunday through Thursday and get any hotel room, any one of the place, $75. King room, lakeside, suites. If it's available, it's yours for $75 per night. Now, to get that special, you need to do something. So stay tuned for that in a moment here. And by the way, you can check out their award-winning Aveda Spa and receive 40% off any spa service, too. Now, all of this is only available to Flag listeners. To get this great offer, go to chaseonthelake.com, enter the promo code FLAG. chaseonthelake.com, promo code FLAG. See you at Chase on the Lake, Walker, Minnesota.
Friends, this is Alex Jones from MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
On the Common Sense Club, Scott Hanard Show. I'm getting a little double me, which is kind of scary. Stevie, you getting double you?
A little bit.
Yeah. We're not very good at being able to talk when we hear ourselves in our ear. Now it's better. Now it's better. It's better. It's better for you?
Usually I don't wear headphones.
Don't you?
I can listen to the callers. I use them as a monitor, or I'll listen to one ear.
Steve invited me to a concert last night. Chris Cagle, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily. at the Bismarck Civic Center.
It's local North Dakota girls.
Our own Rusty Ort, Purple Heart recipient, freedom fighter, was there hanging out with the band as usual.
He's a popular guy and quite the accomplished songwriter, too.
He is. Yeah, it's pretty amazing what Rusty's all done. But that was kind of fun. Thank you for treating him like the royalty that he is.
That's the least we could do for a veteran.
That was very nice of you. Purple Heart recipient and just an all-around great guy. Yeah, Gwen is from Hebron, North Dakota. That's pretty cool.
And Tiger Lily, they're from the Hayes and Beulah area.
So, are they?
Yeah.
And how's Gwen doing? Is she making it?
She is doing wonderfully. Of course, she's got Blake Shelton and Miranda Lambert in her corner, which really doesn't hurt in the music world right now. But
what does it mean to have them in her corner?
They're backing her a little bit. They're supporting her and opening up the right doors for her. Of course, okay. She's out on tour with Blake Shelton as one of his backup singers. He's a little bit of a hiatus right now after he's wrapping up with The Voice and then before he starts his tour schedule. So she's got a little downtime right now and just doing some smaller events and some local things and
cool.
Being able to get back home for a little bit and spend time with her family.
Chris Cagle's good, too. He's kind of that throwback country kind of. You know, not so much the, I don't know, new country versus old country. He'd probably be more old country, right?
He kind of fits into both. He's that throwback a little bit back to the 90s when country rocked. And him and I are the same age. And actually, we started out, and when I went over the dark side of doing country, he was just up and coming. He was one of the first guys I met, and him and I struck up a friendship and have been friends for a long time. Chris is just down home country, farm, ranch. He's that guy.
He's from Oklahoma, huh?
Yeah. He's still lives in a double wide down there. He's got a nicer place in Nashville, but he's still, when he's at home on the ranch in Oklahoma, he's living in the double wide, him and his wife and the two kids.
Good for him. It was fun. Nice little crowd. And just a wonderful time. Good North Dakotans.
Actually, he does. He just started a new business with his brother-in-law, a safety company, and he's looking at expanding that company up here into North Dakota.
Well, I hope so. Safety company, so he's working the oil fields.
Yep.
Very nice. Well, what's on your mind today?
What is on my mind? Well, I had an opportunity after the concert last night to stop by one of the local establishments, and I found out that the whole Measure 2 thing, they're hearing it in the arguments in the Supreme Court on Thursday. And I think we should probably have some of the individuals that were talking Measure 2 before, the Bob Harms and Lynn Bowies, on the program on Thursday after they got done debating the Supreme Court. I ran into Lynn Bowie last night and had a nice little heated debate with him a little bit. We didn't see eye to eye on the Measure 2 thing before, but after this legislative session, I can't say I won't do that again.
Well, what is your headline on the legislative session? We have a lot of guests on What's on Your Mind coming up 9 to 11 today. On that topic, and you know, I think how the session ended became the story more so than the session.
It was rushed. A lot of things got thrown into the last couple bills just to get it off the table and get it done. I won't go as far to say as they turned into Christmas trees, but there were some bulbs hanging there.
Is that right?
Yeah.
What do you think? Any particular Christmas tree that offends you?
Actually, Vicki Steiner found this, and I didn't even know this, but she found it. And did you know that Bismarck's getting a $5 million science center?
Bismarck State College or the city?
No,
or?
The city. Here in Bismarck, we're getting a $5 million science center. Why?
Wow.
It was buried in the middle of some legislation.
Vicki Steiner is a representative from Dickinson. She also was the executive director of the Association of Oil and Gas Counties. And so, interesting. So she would be sort of.
She's the only one that found it.
Is that right?
But at that point, it was too late. They were all getting everything done. But do you think it's an equitable fashion to go through and rush things like this, and you wind up getting a stack of bills that are 400 pages thick, and then you got to vote on them right away? You don't have the time to give them their due diligence?
Yeah, I guess we can ask about that today on the program. My sense is the lion's share of the work was already done, right? They were just haggling over getting the dollars to balance out and be right.
Things come out of committee. And they go to the vote, and the legislators haven't had an opportunity to go through. They're just going off the word of the committee quite often, is what the case is. I don't think that's, with everything that's going on in North Dakota and all the finances, the numbers that are being thrown out there with the size of the budgets that we have, I don't think that's an equitable fashion to do things.
You know, I listened to the Saturday edition of the Legislature Today program, which airs on KFIRE as well as AM 1100 and AM 1090. And what I found interesting is that you know, Max Schneider was on, the Democratic leader, and he was just talking about how awful and terrible everything was. And Al Carlson came on saying, well, he must have been part of a different session. And, you know, his take was, look, you know, was it a little heated at the end? Yes. I mean, mainly because I think the real differences were not between Democrats and Republicans. They were between Senate Republicans and Senate House Republicans, rather. Right. I mean, that was the two parties that were at odds. Was Republicans that controlled the Senate and Republicans that controlled the House. But Al's point was, in the end, you know, the property tax relief, the corporate tax relief, the heavy lifting, they got a lot done. So we're going to have them on the air today.
Was it too little too late is my question. The perception is I think that people wanted to see that address out of the gate. They wanted to see that address first.
Well, it was.
And it was saved till the end.
I mean, it was. I mean, what happened at the end was putting it all together.
But public perception.
Now, that's where I think you're right.
That's my question for North Dakota. Do you think there's going to be enough property tax relief in there? Or is there going to be a Measure 2 coming up again this fall in the fall election?
And again, Measure 2, very interesting, basically said, hey, enough already, no mas, property taxes are too high, and we're going to reform it ourselves if you don't reform it. So that's a legitimate question. Was there enough reform to save another vote? You know,
I don't know.
It'll be interesting. here's who the guests will be on the program. Max Schneider, Democratic leader. Dale Wetzel, longtime North Dakota legislative reporter, Great Plains Examiner, Great Plains News. Ask the newsman. You can ask the newsman anything you want. That should be fun for the callers. Right?
He's got all the answers, too.
He does. He follows it all. Al Carlson, the House Majority Leader on the Republican side. We also have Kent Nonstedt, who's the Democratic leader on the House side. He'd be Al Carlson's counterpart on the other side of the aisle. And then Mouse or Suris. We're going to tackle that one today on the program. Father William Sherman, historian, a sociologist, scholar, pastor, author, and he's doing a little work on digging up, you know, why folks call it the Soros when it's the mouse. Because we have listeners that wanted to get to the bottom of that one. So he's our expert of the day.
See, I'd always called it the Soros. Then I realized I don't speak French, so I'm a mouse believer now.
Are you really?
Yeah. After going up and spending enough time up in Minot, everybody refers to it as the mouse up there. So I'll jump on that bandwagon.
Yeah. And Father Sherman has been doing some research on this, so we evidently are going to get to the bottom of that. Looking forward to it. But we're going to live. We talk. Rather, you talk. The listeners talk, and we listen.
That's what I want to hear. I want to know what's on North Dakota's mind concerning property tax relief. That's the big question I've got. And then very closely, I'm going to be following what's going on at the Supreme Court on Thursday when they hear those arguments.
Measure 2 before the courts. All right. Look forward to it, Steve. We'll listen. We'll let the callers talk. Right?
I like that idea. It makes our job easy.
It does. So fun. Steve Bakken, my co-host for What's On Your Mind, coming up 9 to 11 right here. Don't touch that dial.
Listening to What's On Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hannon. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hardworking trucks. Three brands to choose from on one lot at Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. America's favorite brand, Ford F-Series, GMC Sierra, or Ram. Drive all three and compare and never leave our lot. Plus, we'll deliver your new truck free within 300 miles. Check our website, nelsonfergusfalls.com. You'll see our prices, our inventory, and our great selection of three truck brands. Seven new brands all in one lot, Nelson Auto Center. Visit online anytime, nelsonfergusfalls.com. Exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size,
color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Keep on moving till the first rays are done. Keeping it on till it is this song. Rolling till the night time blazes on. All along I keep singing my song. I say this phase is always. Sometimes I get so crazed. But
all right, we're back. This is the program called What's on Your Mind? Actually previewing the statewide edition of the program coming up on five radio stations, including the flagship 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag. So you'll have Fargo, you'll have Bismarck, you'll have Minot, 910 KCJB. You'll have two Bakken stations, our own 1090 KTGO, as well as AM 1460 in Dickinson. And, of course, AM 1100 The Flag covers western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota, so we'll be heard everywhere. Start Day One is the largest radio talk show on the radio in North Dakota every weekday morning. How about that? Here's a telephone number where you can weigh in, 855-200-1776. That's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we do hit the airwaves and are joined by the other three stations, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour and tackle all the topics on the North Dakota legislature today, we will have a number that will get you into us directly for the program. That's 800-228-0550. So we will have a new number for callers who want to call us during What's on Your Mind. But the 855-200-1776 number will remain 24-7 for both the Flag East and West and the Common Sense Club, which will continue from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m. and be hosted by Mark the Freedom Poet, Skogerbo, who joins me now to talk a little bit about the news of the day, more importantly, the sports of the day. How are you, Mark? Mark's not there yet, obviously. You guys tell me when Mark is ready to roll. All right, Mark isn't on the line. Got that, Aaron. So you tell me when he is. Mark could always just call in, too. All right, so they're connected. They just are hearing the wrong feed. Mark doesn't hear me yet. You guys work that out, and you let me know when he's ready to go. As I mentioned earlier, coming up between 9 and 11, we're going to spend a lot of time talking about the legislature. And that is the big story. Now, how the legislative session ended is what everybody's talking about. That, for instance, is what Steve Bakken was just mentioning when he said, you know, they're slipping things in, everybody doesn't get a chance to read the bills, kind of like Congress acts. Now, what I want to ask all of the guests today on the program, we're going to talk with Al Carlson, Max Schneider, House and Senate leader, one a Democrat, one a Republican, Max Schneider, the Senate Democratic leader, Al Carlson, the House Republican leader. We'll also talk with his Democratic counterpart, Kent Onstad, and we'll talk to Dale Wetzel from Great Plains News and the Great Plains Examiner. Dale Wetzel, who's covered now, I think this was his 14th or 15th legislative session. I don't think, this is just the rookie speaking, I don't think a lot of new things get added at the 11th hour. I think things that have been debating and working on the entire session get finalized, get put in ink, but it isn't like, for instance, this Science Center being snuck in at the 11th. I don't know anything about that, but it's worthy of asking. I mean, was that something that was proposed early on, debated, discussed, or just shows up in the dark of the night? My sense is the big picture items of tax relief, of investments in infrastructure, of dealing with impacts in the oil patch, water battles, you know, changes to law, like on the DUI side, most of that cake is baked very early on, and then they just get down to the nitty-gritty details. And at the end, it wasn't pretty. It was rather ugly. But I don't think that necessarily means that it's a bad thing, other than what Steve pointed out, and I agree with him, perception. What's the perception of how it ended? Does that really matter?
You know, one of the things that I talked to some of the legislatures concerning this is, for me, from the outside looking in, the organization, and this is something we need to ask Al Carlson about. I heard grumblings from some of the legislatures saying if Bob Stengem was still alive, things would have been done a little different. It would have been handled a little different. It would have been prioritized, gone in, set up what the most important issues were with the legislative session.
And we should mention, Bob Stengem was a longtime Senate leader.
He was.
Republican from Bismarck. He passed away tragically on a fishing trip with some family in Alaska. And what did they ever decide? Was it a heart attack? I mean, it was a car accident, but they later thought the heart attack caused the car accident, right?
Yeah, they thought it was a medical issue of some sort. So
anyway, and so you had a new Senate leader in Rich Wardner, Republican from Dickinson. And anytime you have a new leader, obviously you have a new way of doing things. And I've heard other grumbles from the House side saying, hey, Rich Wardner, nice guy, but, you know, not a good leader. And so you had folks like Ray Holmberg from Grand Forks and Tim Plackel from Fargo that were really running the show behind the scenes. And is that what you mean?
It just wasn't very organized from the outside looking in. It was a little helter-skelter this session, as it seemed like they were jumping around from issue to issue. And then right in the middle, you took 3 weeks for the abortion stuff. You took a week here, you took 2 weeks over here for that. It just doesn't seem like things were very prioritized or very orderly. Now, some of that probably falls on the committees and when things came out of committees. But
I think it's too easy for you and I to get wrapped up in sort of the coffee talk, if you will, of grumbling back and forth. But if I'm ranching out of New Salem, right? If I'm on a tractor at Castleton, if I'm got my lunch pail and going to work at Simplot in Grand Forks, do I give a rip about any of that? Do
I care? Absolutely not. The only thing you want to know is, am I going to pay less in property taxes? That was the big concern going in.
Exactly, and they did. In fact, you know, I asked Al Carlson, how in the world do you have a meltdown like that on K-12 funding? In the end, he said, well, did you know? Not only did we do the K-12 funding just like they wanted, we got $150 million more in property tax relief because of that little tussle. Well, I'm like, okay, fine, tussle all you want if it ends up being more property tax relief. So the House was negotiating to get more property tax relief. That's one of the reasons they had an 11th hour showdown there. So, you know, I don't think it's necessarily pretty. I think reporters kind of get wrapped up in all the drama.
It wasn't pretty, but tussle away.
But the outcome, I think, is what we need to all care about. I mean, to me, you know, I really don't care about the fact they were up till 4:30 in the morning on the final day. I really don't care.
Well, the governor wasn't real looking pretty. He looked a little blurry-eyed when he was in the studios on Saturday morning. But I was surprised he was there. Did you get a nap?
Did he have bedhead?
No. Jack looked good. But he was going to go take a nap, and then he forgot the Kentucky Derby was running on Saturday, and him and I were talking about Frack Daddy. He's like,
Frack Daddy was a dry hole.
Not good.
And if we want to use a different oil term.
Maybe the next. You know, I thought a steeple-chasing bloodline would have done a little bit better in that muddy track.
Still don't know what that means. Steeple-chasing bloodline. I don't.
It's a longer distance. The horse comes from steeple-chasing stock, so it's a little bit longer distance, of course, with obstacles on it.
Okay. But It didn't matter.
Didn't work out.
No, he was like third from last or fourth from last. It wasn't pretty.
Hey, it was there.
Beloved Soul did pretty well. Almost snuck the thing. It came out of nowhere. That was a long shot horse. My mom bet on Beloved Soul. I should have listened to her.
She did a wheel bet. She would have been okay.
Yeah. Mark Skogerbo is here. Mark, are you there? Mark the Freedom Poet?
Here I am. Can you hear me?
I have this vision of Mark with the one of those fedora kind of hats on with the little thing that says press in the,
hat band.
Exactly. That's the role he's going to play for us every morning in this particular hour. And the first question I'll always ask you is, did the Twins win, Mark?
Well, they did. They ran into a big juggernaut. Cleveland had won six in a row, hitting two home runs almost every game for a long time. And a man by the name of Pelfrey put out the fire, and we got a win. But even bigger than that was the Wild.
When's the last time you heard Cleveland and juggernaut in the same sentence?
I don't know, but it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I think when a guy by the name of Sheen was on the mound.
Yeah.
Right? In the movie?
Wild thing.
Yeah. it's been a while.
Yeah, he mentions the big story, though, the Wild.
That is the big story. The Wild come off the mat. Now we got, what, 2-1?
Oh, it was just amazing. And it could have been, they were just on fire. They out-hit them like 38-13, outshot them by 10. They owned the game completely until they started to play, let's not let them score the last 6 minutes of the third period on their heels, and Chicago took it to a whole new place. Then in the overtime, Moorhead's hero, Matt Cullen, got a puck in 2 minutes in, behind the goal, dove for it, flung it to Zucker, the speed merchant, and pow, we won the biggest game in 5 years.
That's pretty awesome. It is. But by the way, were you watching it next to... Next to Terry Cullen, Mark went to watch the game Friday night of the Buffalo Wild Wings, and he watched it with Matt Cullen's dad. That's pretty cool.
Terry, no, he said he had to go down to the cities and be at XL because when he's there, they usually win. And to see his son get the super assist of the last 5 years, I think is pretty thrilling for Terry.
It was nice seeing Cullen get that assist and that little extra effort because he missed an open net with about 6-7 minutes left that would have put that game away.
Right, he was the GOAT until then, and they might have given him an extra juice, you know. But
what
a game. Just amazing. The thing about this is, though, you've got to believe it's possible. We had 10 kids that have never been in playoff. Chicago is a powerful team. They had this thing wrapped up a month ago as far as being number one. And for us to hang with them like that in the first game, but now win, now they believe it's possible. Now we become a very dangerous, very deep, very... energetic and powerful team.
Can't wait.
The Wild played well enough. They should have won that second game. It's just there was that little extra that wasn't there. They played well enough to win it. They played most of the game well enough to win it. But right at the end, it's that little doubt that creeps into your mind when you don't have that history of winning came up and bit them in the butt.
Not now, the monkey's off their back.
It's off the back.
I love it, Mark. You're dead on right. And Mark knows that I'm living with a very difficult situation at home. Blackhawks fans.
You got two Blackhawks fans in your house.
I know.
Tell you what, Parisian Taves, that UND connection.
That's what I mean. How do you go against a Minnesota team that has a UND connection in Parisi? But they're doing it because of Taves. The youngest captain in the history of the NHL. Isn't that just extraordinary?
He is
a great story. I have a hard time rooting against Chicago because of Jonathan Taves. But, you know, say
I asked Terry to line me up an interview with Matt. I sure hope I can pull that off.
Can you tell us what's coming up on the Common Sense Club in a little bit here, Mark? Don't go away because we have to go to a break, but I want to talk about that when we come back. And then we can talk about Frack Daddy. Frack Daddy was a dry hole. It didn't work well.
Orb.
What was with Orb? What kind of name is Orb anyway?
Orb. It's just almost a perfect round kind of a thing, you know.
Isn't it also an airline code? Which one is Orb? Orbits. Orbits?
Orbits.
Where you buy plane tickets online?
Yeah, that's Orbits. Yeah.
Interesting. I was trying to remember all that. What does Orb stand for?
Isn't that a celestial body also?
I don't know.
It's sort of wise thing, a big globish, kind of an egg-shaped orb.
The Thunder did win, by the way, as well. The Thunder won yesterday against Memphis in round two. I'm a big Oklahoma City Thunder fan. More coming up, folks. Don't go away. Did you know there were 78 credit unions in North and South Dakota with assets in excess of $4.2 billion and nearly a half a million credit union members? Credit unions play a very important role in the financial landscape of the Dakotas. They're unique in their structure. They're member-owned, not-for-profit financial cooperatives that return their earnings back to members.
Unfortunately, most folks and even our policymakers don't understand that. Credit unions exist to help people, not make a profit. And credit unions operate under the philosophy of people helping people. That philosophy works well in the Dakotas, so the credit unions can serve their members, including those of modest means, providing credit at reasonable rates and other financial services to members. And they work hard to assist their members to become better educated consumers of financial services. Find out more at CUontheRoad.org. CU as in credit union on the road.org and on their Facebook page. The Credit Union Association of the Dakotas.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free. A 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply. Be in control. Be self-sufficient and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
And we're back on the preview for What's On Your Mind. Coming up between 9 and 11, we'll be joined by 550K Fire, as well as the 910K CJB, Bismarck, Minot, KLTC, 1460, and Dickinson. They'll be joined by the two stations this program's already heard on between 8 and 9, which is What's On Your Mind, the preview show. Steve Bakken and I will take to the airwaves coming up here in a little bit and talk with the Northern Plains. Of course, 550K Fire has that monster 9-state, 2-Canadian province signal. AM 1100, the flag covers a nice chunk of western Minnesota and eastern North Dakota and South Dakota. And then, of course, you have a nice signal, 910 KCJB up at Minot, which, you know, covers a good chunk of the northern half of North Dakota into Canada and Manitoba and Saskatchewan. And, of course, the two Bakken stations, our own 1090 KTGO, which covers nicely Williston to Minot, really, there. That particular stretch in northwest North Dakota, as well as the southern Bakken, KLTC. So there's nowhere they can't hear us, Steve.
I never realized 1100 the Flag in Fargo was as big a signal as it is. You can listen to it almost all the way to Baxter over in Lake Country.
Yeah, you can. A lot of folks do. I always say Worrow to Worthington, really. And
all the way up to Grand Forks, clear as a bell.
St. Cloud, pretty strong signal. The challenge with AM 1100 the Flag signal, and we hear this from a lot of folks, how can I hear you so great at 12 noon, but I have to be within two blocks of the station at 12 midnight? And that's just, you have to ask the FCC. It is a 50 kilowatt signal when the sun is up, okay? And they have three signal levels on AM 1100, all right? 50 kilowatt is, you know, when the sun is brightest, okay? And really think of it this way. From 2 hours after sunrise to 2 hours before sunset, the brightest part of the day, 50 kilowatts, all right? The 2 hours either side of sunrise and sunset, it is 5,000 watts, all right? So pretty good signal that you can hear in a good part of that area, but maybe not quite as clear as you can in the middle of the day. And then at night, it literally goes down to 440 watts. So it is mainly a Cass and Clay County a signal when it's dark outside.
Plus my microwave.
But you can listen on, exactly. You can listen online. You can listen on an app. There's a lot of different ways to listen, so a lot of folks do. Those little internet radios that you can get from CC Crane are great. So we had a call from a listener wanting to know about Mike Gallagher. And Mike Gallagher is a great talk show host and a good guy who loves North Dakota, Western Minnesota, and has really been wonderful to our audience. We added Mike Gallagher to the flag stations when we did some adjustments with the programming, because my intention was to be on the air up against Rush Limbaugh in the Valley and later in the afternoon out in the Bakken. Long story short, we're aligning our day so when you listen to radio programs, you're hearing them live. And local is first. So between 8 and 11, you're going to hear Steve and I and What's on Your Mind. 9 to 11 is when all the stations join, and we crank with a caller-driven program. 11 to 2 will remain the Common Sense Club. Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet, will head that up. He's got a wonderful roster of regulars that will be joining him in and out of the program each day, and he'll talk with a lot of callers. Laura Ingram will stay from 2 until 5 in the afternoon on AM 1100 The Flag, and I believe Mike Gallagher will be heard 2 until 5 on KTGO 1090. So you're going to hear Mike out there just in a different time slot. And out of KTGO, Jason Lewis takes over from 5 to 8, and the Flag of Fargo, it's Mark Levin. A great one. You ever heard Mark Levin?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. Actually, he's a great speaker.
And a brilliant guy. Just a smart dude.
He's too smart for me.
Yeah, me too. Anyway, but to answer your question for AM 1100 The Flag listeners, Mike Gallagher will remain on our station. I don't know exactly where yet. We'll probably have to put him in some high-profile slots on the weekends and do some juggling. And I do apologize for that because we like Mike. He's wonderful. He'll remain in the Bakken, but during our primetime lineup, we just don't have the space for him because we're taking up more live and local space. So, all right. So anyway, Mike Gallagher. And remind me who's on. We actually should have Dustin Moore on, the operations manager, because Dustin calls these shots. And by the way, this is why we have a 24/7 line, 855-200-1776, instead of the Common Sense Club. No, that's right. Okay, so here's the lineup in the Bakken on KTGO 1090. Steve and I, 8 to 11, What's on Your Mind? Rush Limbaugh from 11 to 2, and the Common Sense Club from 2 until 5. So that's the lineup. Then Jason Lewis.
Sounds like a good day.
Yeah, so a good lineup. And the only difference in that lineup on AM 1100 The Flag is that Rush Limbaugh is no longer on AM 1100 The Flag by his choice. By a syndicator's choice, not by our choice. And so, therefore, you have Steve and I, 8 to 11, Mark Skogerbo, Common Sense Club from 11 to 2, and then Laura Ingram. So that's the lineup there, okay? We also have, of course, the wonderful Mark Levin on AM 1100 The Flag, Jason Lewis out in the Bakken, and Steve Dace from 8 to 11, who's fantastic as well. All right, Mark, what are you going to talk about today on the Common Sense Club? I wanted to ask you that. Mark Skogerbo, Mark the Freedom Poet, is here. And we'll give you a little preview of what's coming up today, 11 to 2. You still there, Mark?
Yeah.
Now I can hear you. How are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I got Dave Racer with me on Mondays and Wednesdays. He's a longtime radio guy. He's the guy that helped us find Hank Terrillaby, who used to join him. from Happy Texas, and so he's written like 34 books. He's 8 of them on medical care. So his the third hour of the day, Dave is going to be talking about medical things. He's going to start with his brain blew up on Christmas Eve. Spent 15 days in the intensive care.
He's got a brain bleed. Incredible healthcare story. So look forward to that coming up. Thanks, Mark. Good talking to you, folks. What's on your minds coming up straight ahead? Don't go away.
Back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
If you need a building for any reason, you need Bakken Bruce. We're talking hangars. Yeah, as in put airplanes in them. We're talking industrial uses. We're talking garages, workshops, trucking, agriculture, horse barns, arenas, storage buildings, warehouse. They built churches. They built schools. They built fire and police stations. So guess what? If you call them and get a free quote, you're going to see why thousands and thousands of people in the Bakken every day are finding out why Legacy Steel Buildings are the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. But here's the deal. Everybody tells you that, right? It sounds like a sales pitch. Call Bakken Bruce, Bruce Anker, and the team at Legacy Steel Buildings. 800-237-9620. Bruce and his brother Wayne and their family have been building buildings in this part of the world forever. They'll help you out. 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing Mother's Day special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Plus, order today and you're automatically entered for a chance to win an amazing trip for mom. 3 lucky grand prize winners and a guest will be whisked away to your choice of Paris, Napa, or St. Thomas. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. 100 colorful blooms for mom, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days, plus a free vase for only $19.99. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday, and if you order this week, you're entered for a chance to win a trip for mom to an incredible destination. The only way to get this amazing deal and be entered to win the trip of a lifetime is to go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 5454.
No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or over. Restrictions apply. See rules of website for details.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.